religious families did you go to?
I grew up, my family's Jewish, and we, ever since I can remember, we were at the synagogue, the Temple Kehilat Chaim, which is on Woodstock Road, right off of Alpharetta Highway. It was a really small synagogue when we started going there. It had just opened, and now it's grown dramatically. We're still members, but we don't attend services regularly. But when I was growing up from kindergarten through eighth grade, I attended Sunday school. And then when I had my bat mitzvah, I continued on for about 2 years being a teacher's aide. So, and that was every Sunday from 9 o'clock to 12:30.
What's the Jewish community like in the Roswell area? Is it a big Jewish community now? Is it, do people come in from other areas to go there, or is it?
It's bigger than it was. When we started going there, we were one of a few synagogues in Roswell, and the communities in each synagogue were not very big, but there were people who came from outside of the Roswell area to go to these synagogues, and as the Roswell population has grown, the Jewish population has grown as well, and all the synagogues have seen huge growth. So, I'm assuming that more and more people are moving to Roswell, and the same percentage of them are Jewish.
Did you do any social activities with the synagogue? Was there a social aspect to it a lot, or?
I did. I was part of the youth group for 3 years. I served on the board for one of those years. So we were involved in a lot of community service projects. We did the Hunger Walk every year. We did a couple of, we worked at a couple homeless shelters in Roswell. The mayor of Roswell would come and talk to us when we've done something particularly noteworthy. And we also did carnivals every year in March. We did a Purim carnival that the whole community was invited to. So we would advertise for that and put the word out there. We also hosted a couple national conferences in Atlanta. They weren't, we never hosted them in Roswell, but in Atlanta we hosted a couple big conferences.
You talked to a lot of people who went to church in Roswell, and they said that church was a very important thing in the community. Do you feel like synagogue was equally important for Jewish people even in Roswell? Did a lot of them go to synagogues, or do you know a lot of Jewish people in the Roswell area and the area didn't go?
I actually know a lot more who didn't. I knew a lot more secular Jews than religious Jews. Mm-hmm. So the people who went every week. They would go to Friday night services. They would be at Sunday school. Their kids would be there with them. There were people who were very strict about it. And then there were a lot of people who you only saw them at Sunday school or Hebrew school, or you only saw them on the really important Jewish holidays. Or you wouldn't see them there at all. You would just see their name listed in the directory. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of people who were members of the synagogue who I never saw.
Other kind of social groups or community groups that you were ever a member of, your family was a member of, anywhere in the area?
Well, my parents are members of now a Russian-American Federation that started, was started by a woman who lives in the Roswell area, so it's sort of, I guess, kind of based in Roswell, but it's not. It serves the entire Atlanta Russian community. Mm-hmm. There's that, and I did a lot in the high school with community service projects all over Roswell. I'm trying to think if there was anything else I did outside of high school. I did some community theater, but not very often. I think that's it.
Do people, you think, get together, Roswell people in the area get together a lot, or do people go out more with going to Atlanta more?
I think there are two kinds of people who live in Roswell. There are the people like my family who have their friends all over the place and get together with friends, and they go in, when they want to go out for a nice dinner, they'll often go in town, but they can stay in the area. There are like good steakhouses and things.